All right, talking today with Tim Drummond of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association's Ranch Rodeo Committee. You're chairman of this committee, and tell us a little bit about what's going on right now. You all have raised some funds last year at your event, and you're giving that away.
You bet. Thank you. I'm Tim Drummond, and I'm the chairman of the Ranch Rodeo Committee, and we're honored tonight at the Timed Event Championship. We're going to give the Children's Hospital $30,000. This is part of our continuing effort to help the Children's Hospital. We've been involved, partnered with Ford, actually, for the last 35 years for the benefit of the Children's Hospital. And we've given, during that time frame, we've given over $500,000 to the Children's Hospital. And we're honored to be able to help them. And at the end of the day, it's about cowboys helping kids. Mm-hmm. It's a great event to come watch. The cowboys are having fun. And Saturday, right around after the lunch, we have some of the Miracle Kids come out and get to see the animals for the first time, and it's pretty inspiring. Some of these children's challenges have been great, and they go through it with a smile. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So over the years, you've been able to accumulate over $500,000, and you're adding to that now. That's a pretty impressive number.
It is an impressive number, and it doesn't go without the support of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. You know, they started this rodeo in 1985. And really, nobody knew what a ranch rodeo was in 1985. And the ranch rodeo world has evolved since then, and it's a great spectator sport. It's been modified along the way, but it's a great event to come watch, and you get to see cowboys out doing things that they'd normally do in their everyday ranch life.
Yeah, and this, like you said, is an invitational rodeo, and it kind of showcases some of Oklahoma's historic western roots.
Correct. This is an invitation rodeo, and some of the largest, most prestigious historical ranches in Oklahoma will be there, and we've tried real hard to keep it that way. So at this rodeo, you get to see a lot of the Western history that helped this state be what it is today.
Yeah, and like you said, this is known as Cowboys Helping Kids, kind of. Why is that partnership? How did that come about, and why do y'all continue to maintain that, I guess?
You know, it's to watch one of these kids go through what they do, some of the challenges and some of the battles that they fight, and their galvanized spirit is awesome to watch these kids fight those battles and win. And, you know, unfortunately, they don't all win, but the Children's Hospital allows these kids a chance to win, and that's pretty awesome. We're excited to be a part of it, and it's a lot of fun.
So tell us what's going on tonight and how you're going to be presenting this money.
Well, tonight at the Timed Event, we're going to present the check to the Children's Hospital on the arena floor, and some of the Miracle Kids will be there, showcase some of their battles and some of their victories. We're honored to be part of this whole effort.
And so I imagine you guys have already started planning for next year, or this year's event, excuse me, for 2019. What plans do you guys have? And if people are interested this year in attending, you know, give us some information behind that.
You bet. Typically, our rodeo is in August, and this year it's August 23rd and 4th. It'll be Friday and Saturday night. You know, it's our goal. I've made it a point to give the hospital more than half of the proceeds to every rodeo we've ever put on. And some have been better than others. And we also passed the boot during the event. And I think last year we raised over $10,000 just by passing the boot. And that is not part of the 30 that we're giving. Again, just come out and have a great time, watch a great event, and give to the hospital because they do great things.
Yeah. I'll leave you with one last question here. Tim, tell us a little bit about you and your background, your operation, what you do.
Well, I actually don't know how much I contribute, but I am part of this committee that puts on this. Without the help of this whole committee, none of this would happen. And the OCA is a great part of that as well. I'm honored to kind of help head this effort. I'm a rancher in Northeast Oklahoma. Nobody gets paid. We're just doing it for the benefit of the children. And without the help of the OCA, this wouldn't happen.